A simple yet amazing clay, Plato allows the creation of anything that the mind can imagine. Ravaging and fierce dinosaurs, the world's tallest skyscrapers, and even an assortment of the finest pastries were all created when I was just a child. But on a deeper level, Plato is more than a child's toy. I believe in Plato. I believe in a life that I can mold with my own two hands into what I want. I believe that although I'm not the best artist, my final Plato sculpture will be a masterpiece comparable to the works of Van Gogh. I believe that the idea of Plato is the idea of life. When I was first born and taking my first steps into a strange new world, my Play-Doh was just a simple glob of dough. My mom and dad were the first ones to add on to and start to mold my life for me, turning the Play-Doh into a foundation for the rest of my additions I would add later in life. Years later, when I met my first friends, I started to become acquainted with those who added more to my own life and those who only took away. I learned how to stay away from those whose only goal was to tear down my art. The others I stayed close to have been adding on my sculpture ever since I met them. Now in high school, I feel I've finally been given full control of how I want to mold my art. Figuring out where to go to college, what my hobbies are, and who I can call a true friend are just a couple of things I have done that have tremendously added to my Play-Doh. My sculpture is now a true statue of David, but my life has only just begun. I cannot predict what the future will hold for me. I cannot predict what will be added or taken away from my Play-Doh. All I can do now is create the best possible start to what will continue to grow until the very end. I know some friendships and experiences won't last and will fall off my art. I learned the hard way that Play-Doh isn't the strongest material and it's easy for pieces to fall off or be taken away. There are things that I do now that I know I will look back and wonder why I would do something like that to my own art. But I have to remember that I'm not perfect, life isn't perfect, and my art will not be perfect. The risks I take now could make my art fall apart later, though I'm fully prepared for whatever happens. I'm not the only one who has molded my life. Everyone has their own sculpture, their own unique work of art that's been added onto since their birth. The oldest human alive is still adding on to their Play-Doh just by existing and finding out what tomorrow has in store. I just hope I can add on to others' lives as much as has been added onto my life. I will never stop adding onto my Play-Doh and trying to perfect what I've already created because I believe in a beautiful life. I believe in Play-Doh.